from their local pharmacy without having to go to their GP. It's hoped this will give thousands greater choice and ease pressure on doctor's surgeries. Miss Tase Oputu is from the Royal Pharmaceutical Society.
This is an absolute game changer for patients and the general public. People are less than 20 minutes away from their local pharmacy.
The new Home Secretary insists Rwanda is a safe destination for unauthorised asylum seekers to be deported to from the UK, despite the Supreme Court ruling the policy unlawful.
Rwanda is a country that has gone through miraculous transformation. We're absolutely determined to get these flights, to have that deterrent effect, to have another string to our bow on what is one of Europe's success story countries. That's us.
James Cleverly, who's replaced Suella Braverman following her sacking this week, says the government's working on a legally binding treaty to stop the proposal being blocked again. He's confident Number 10 can still push ahead with flights from the spring. A deported killer wants to return to Britain to show a woman where he buried her mother's body more than five decades ago. Nizamuddin Hussein and his older brother kidnapped 55-year-old Muriel Mackay and took her to a Hertfordshire farm. Police say no laws were broken when pro-Palestinian protesters climbed on a war memorial in London. Videos online show people on the Royal Artillery Memorial at Hyde Park Corner following a demonstration outside the Houses of Parliament last night. Thousands of people face disruption when heading to their office Christmas parties next month. Train drivers are holding a series of one-day strikes in a long-running dispute over pay. And the new owner of Hotel Chocolat is to focus on growing the name overseas. Mars is paying £534 million for it. That's the latest.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
A very good morning. Let's have a look at that weather today. Is it going to be naughty or nice? Let's have a look. 9 degrees, so feeling cold. I thought my feet were cold. I've got no socks on. Advice there for today. Put some socks on if you're going out into your boots. Light rain and a gentle breeze. At the moment, it is dry here in Brentwood, but there is about a 50% chance of rain coming up in the next hour or two. And then it might ease off. It's about sort of 40% chance after that, up until about 6 o'clock. We were hit with it the other day, so... We'll have to see. It's, you know, it's a 50-50 chance, really.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company. Proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A 50-50 weather report. That's what we like, Michelle. A very good morning. Thanks to Mikey Porter for the last 3 hours of broadcasting brilliance. I was singing along with the Space Cowboy. Was it Space Cowboy at the end? I can't remember. With Jamiroquai anyway, was singing along as I came into the studio. So thanks to Mike for the last 3 hours of broadcasting brilliance. He's back tomorrow. You got me for the next 3 hours. Now, I'm going to have to start off with a moan. Although I do have some amazing new music and a couple of first plays on the show today. But I'm still going to have a moan. So yesterday, I popped over to Lakeside. And I don't normally go over there very often. I said to you before, I used to go every Sunday with my mum. And I would go during the week on my own. And then when my mum passed away, it never seemed the same going over there without her, because she was in a wheelchair by that stage, and I used to put all my shopping on the pack, so it's quite handy. But we used to go over there, and it was like things that something we did, and going to the same shops on my own just wasn't the same thing. Anyway, I think I mentioned the other day, I went into Marks and Spencer's over at Lakeside, which I used to go with mum. That's the last place we would go when we went to Lakeside to get the shopping, get back in the car, and then take her back home. And I went in and everything had changed. The shop, the coffee shop was shut down because they were moving. So luckily I did go in there. Anyway, they've moved down one end of Lakeside, and it's very much like the one at Bluewater now. It's very modern. I think it's probably even different to the one we've got here in Brentwood. It's all new signage and all that sort of thing. And if they haven't done it to the one at Brentwood, they will. I've not been in there for ages, but anyway. So it's all very modern. And it's right down where Debenhams used to be. So if you know Lakeside, it's right down one end, which is a bit of a pain for the parking, to be fair. And it means you've got to go right the way down, whereas the other Marks and Spencers was in the middle, which I thought was a better location. But anyway, who am I? I'm not involved in grocery stores and stuff like that. Anyway, but I have to have a moan, because it isn't about the staff, because I love the staff. They're always very friendly, like most, you know, shop people are always smiling and lovely, and they are really nice in Marks's, because they, I've worked for Marks and they give you like a chat, and the chat is, you could be like a pensioner could come in there, or somebody who lives on their own, doesn't have to be a pensioner, and you might be the only person they talk to. So they always encourage you at the till to say, how are you? Oh, I've not seen you for a while. What have you been at? So you talk. So that's sometimes why you get a little bit of a queue at Marx's, but it's because you're told to speak to people and be, you know, sociable, because they said it, they, you might be the only person that person you're serving has spoken to that day. And then the policy might have changed, but that's what they used to say. So it's not sort of like, you know, get you in and get you out the shop. It's sort of, oh, how are you? And, you know, it's nice to see, you know, chatty. Anyway, so I went in there and there was some really lovely staff up there because they're welcoming you into the new store. And I went in and there was this lovely girl and she said to me, hi, welcome to Marks. I said, oh, thank you. It's, you know, and she went, would you like to scan your own shopping? Well, that was it. That was it. That was it for me. My face. And I went, no, I didn't do it to her. But I sort of went, oh, that's fine. I just went on in my head. I was going, I can't believe they want me to scan my own shopping. And when I got up to where the tills are, there are now only 4 tills. And then there's a load of self-service. And you know what it's like with self-service tills. They're okay if you've got 1 or 2 things. But normally, you're standing there and there's something goes wrong with the machine. Or, I mean, every time, I don't think I've ever used one where something's not gone through, it's not working. And you've got to call somebody over. So you're just, you know, you're like, ugh. Anyway, I'm not scanning, as I said to you the other week, Tesco, I'm not scanning my own shopping, because you're taking away the job of somebody who is on a till. Now, I've done till work, and I'll probably do it again, actually, next year. Because it's a good way to sort of come in, you earn your money, you go home. It's, you know, it is pressure, but it's not, you know, it's a different type of pressure when you're doing stuff like that. I don't like the pulling forward where you have to go and do all the stock stuff and all that. I don't like that. Being on a till is quite nice because you get to talk to people and, you know. So these jobs are needed because, they, you know, I don't want to scan. Why am I scanning my shopping? Why would I go into a shop? Marks and Spencer's or Tesco's are they're not paying me to scan my shopping. So why should I? And then if you want to check my receipt at the end, why should you? I've just spent all my time scanning the shopping. So I put down about it last night on my social media. I know there's things going on in the world, and this is a, you know, take it with a sense of humour as well. This is a tiny little moanathon for Thursday. But everybody that came back was saying, absolutely, don't agree. I don't want to scan my own shopping. I like to talk to somebody. I don't mind it for 1 or 2 bits, but I want somebody there. I want somebody to talk to. So I can imagine at Christmas time, these shops that now got the self-scan are going to be absolutely horrendous. Just horrendous. Nobody wants to queue in that. They don't put enough staff on, and now you've only got 4 tills. But it does look really nice in there. I'm not going to, you know, and I do like, you know, there's lots of fantastic supermarkets out there, and they're, you know, it's, but I'm not scanning my own shopping. There we go. Hopefully that's, gosh, I've had 3 minutes moaning about that. I do moan. What a start to the show. Well, the show is a mixture of Michelle moaning on about stuff and playing independent music and having guest interviews. So let's kick off with some original music. She's already been on BBC Introducing. She's been on BBC Introducing as well, playing live. This is Abby Flynn. We played it first. And this is My Own Woman, which is out now.
So over it. Now I know.
Is the extra long version of Duran Duran, Ordinary World. Brilliant tune. Rob has just said he's having a lovely breakfast of skinny pig sausages, tortilla, mushrooms and tinned tomatoes. That's very healthy. I'd have to have a big dollop of tomato sauce in with the tomatoes, black pepper and salt, and then that'd be fine. I like the skinny pig sausages. They're nice, aren't they? Very good for you as well. He just said, nice start to the show, Michelle. She's off on one already. Of course I am.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Welcome to award-winning care and luxurious living at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. We offer residential, nursing and dementia care delivered by highly trained and dedicated staff with spacious accommodation, light and airy apartments, expansive communal areas and gardens that allow residents to retain their independence in style. Join us for a look round and discover what life is like at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. Visit our website to find out more. Search for Avery Healthcare.
Is slow broadband cramping your style? Don't buffer in silence. Join BeFibre today and experience reliable, full fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team. This is what streams are made of. This is broadband as it should be. This is BeFibre. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Talfourd Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Phoenix FM.
Hands up on
love that song by Kylie Minogue. That's her with Tension. Check out the album. It's outsold everything, actually. Brilliant song. Love it. Just giving it to 10:22. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98FM. The question of the day is about unusual food combinations. Already heard from Christopher already. So what are your unusual food combinations? Maybe we can try them tonight.
Myself out, I get all worked up, then I let myself down. tried so very hard not to lose it. I came up with a million excuses. I thought of every possibility. And I know someday that it'll all turn up. You'll make me work so we can work it out. And I promise you, kid, that I'll get so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. I might have to wait, I'll never give up. I guess it's half time and the other half's luck. Wherever you are, whenever it's right, you'll come out of nowhere and into my life. And I know that we can be so amazing. And baby, your love is gonna change me. And now I can see every possibility. Somehow I know that it'll all turn up. You'll make me work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you, kid, I'll give so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. They say all's fair in love and war. But I won't need to fight it. Just I haven't met you yet. Oh, promise you can to give so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet.
Love this bass.
Just haven't met you yet.
I used to sing that about somebody before I met them, and then I did meet them, and then it didn't sing that song anymore. that was about 10 years ago. I enjoyed that song. I'm eating some very, just to let you know, I've been very naughty this morning because as I was so distressed by the somebody asking me to scan my own shopping. I can't believe you said that to me. Oh my God. I actually went into the Posh chocolate shop. I don't go in there very often because, you know, my mum never liked Posh. She used to go, I don't like that Posh chocolate. I don't like it. I bought an Easter egg once from the Posh shop and she said, don't like it. I said, but you haven't even really eaten much of it. She was diabetic as well, so it's a bit cruel. But she used to treat herself to bits, which you can do if you're good with diabetes. And she was. She looked after her sugar levels very well. But she was on tablets, not injections. Anyway, I digress. But she said, I don't like it. I don't like Posh chocolate. And then one year I bought her an Easter egg. This is so cruel. I bought her an Easter egg and I hadn't actually seen it because I think she'd been away to my sister's. And I got you this lovely Easter egg and it's one you like. Yeah, you know the bunny rabbits one? It was one like that. And she went, oh, it's my favourite. I can't wait. Anyway, nobody got me an Easter egg and it was in the kitchen. And it was in the kitchen for 48 hours and I kept going and then I broke. I ate it. And then I had to send a picture to my mum of just the paper and the box. She was like, oh, no. And I said, oh, I'll have to get you another one. I'm so sorry. I couldn't help it. But it did 48 hours it was there, and then it just bit the dust. Poor old mum. Coming up next was my guest from not yesterday, the day before, I believe. It's Jacob Reddy. He is a fantastic singer-songwriter. Already played Glastonbury this year, and I've been playing his music for the last 2 years. He's going from strength to strength. Got a brand new band with him as well, but check him out online. This one is called Breaking Me Down, and this is Jacob Reddy. You'll find him at Jacob Reddy Music, R-E-D-D-Y.
Thinks he ain't got me figured out, figured out, figured out. Oh, you know you can't stop me. I'll scream and shout and shout and shout. I fell to the bottom of the reservoir so I could drink the rain. I shook hands with the fire so I could feel the flame. Falling apart, apart, apart. Don't you know that I'm choking on my heart, my heart, my heart. Cause I'm not one to be somber in the tune of my melodies. But through all of the hard days, you never brought me.
This is Now.
light of earth. So take my hand, I'll lead you through the streets of this wonderland.
Absolutely glorious. This is Olivia Rodrigo with Vampire. I'll be back with some traffic and travel after this.
I hate to give the satisfaction asking how you're doing now. How's the castle built of people you pretend to care about? Just what you wanted. Look at you, cool guy, you got it. I see the parties and diamonds. Sometimes when I close my eyes, 6 months of torture, you sold to some forbidden paradise. I loved you truly. You gotta laugh at the stupidity. 'Cause I've made some real big mistakes, but you make the worst one look fine. I should have known it was strange. You only come out at night. I used to think I was smart. Suck every girl I ever talked to told me you were bad, bad news. You called them crazy. God, I hate the way I called them crazy too. You're so convincing. How do you lie without flinching? Ooh, what a mesmerizing, paralyzing, tragic little thrill. Can't figure out just how you do it, and God knows I never will. And for me and not her, 'cause girls your age know better. I've made some real big mistakes.
FM travel news.
Right, let's have a look at the traffic and travel and see what's happening on the roads at the moment. It's always gone very quiet. There we go. Now, Brook Street roundabout is looking absolutely fine, but you do have some temporary traffic signals around Essex at the moment. Eagle Way at Essex Way, there's some there for the gas main work. And heading down a little bit further, you've got one lane closed due to construction on the A127 South End Ontario Road, westbound at the B186, that's at Worley Street. Heading down further towards Lakeside, you've got a clear run coming back through the tunnel, not too bad. Heading up to the M11, a clear run. And the A12 is running very nicely. Still the roadworks between Junction 13 and 16, while they do the much needed road repairs to that road, and there will be some nighttime closures as well. I don't know why I was whispering. That was whispering, wasn't I? I was going like that, re-whispering. I don't know why I was doing that. I don't know why. Sometimes I just do that. I forget I'm here. Before I actually did the radio show, you know, I used to sit in my car. In fact, all the way here this morning, I was having a conversation with myself, and I've got one of those cameras in the car. You know, just in case you have an accident or whatever, you got your proof. And I might play it when I get back, because for 20 minutes I was talking to myself. I was interviewing myself for radio. Do you never do that? Do you ever sort of have a conversation with yourself? I do it all the time. I'm terrible. I do it all the time. I'm always talking to myself and having interviews. Rob said, who's a percussionist, by the way, and a drummer and a mixer engineer, I have egg shakers in random places in my house because that's where they've just ended up. I'm messy. Yeah, I'm messy. I'm like that. Two of my sisters, very tidy. In fact, when I went to my sister's the other day, I went, her house is like a show house. It's like, I said, if I found a place and I run my finger down the skirting board, it'd be clean. And it's like a cleaner's bin. And I said, how do you, because it's a big house, I said, how do you do this? And I don't know. I reckon she has cleaners. I reckon she doesn't tell me. But it's immaculate. You know, she's got very pale carpet as well. And there's no marks on that. Nothing. Even went into the loo. Loo's fine. Sink's lovely. You know, there's not a plate, not even upstairs. And I have been upstairs in the house before. And it's still absolutely immaculate. And I've got another sister who's a bit like me, who's Dina, Denise. And her house is a bit more like mine. Lived in, shall we say. There's always piles of stuff. Some people are like that, actually. They said, boy, our brains work Rob. We just have piles of, if you're like me, you have piles of stuff, not piles, you have piles, let me finish that. You have piles of stuff in the corner, which is paperwork and bit, and then you have another pile for other stuff, and then you move that around. It never actually gets tidied up. And if it does, it appears again. You just have these little areas that are piles of stuff. I can't help it. That's the way I am. And with washing, with clean washing, oh my Lord, I'm terrible. I fold stuff up and then it gets in such a mess I have to wash it again. But I still wear the same things nearly every day. I always wear my jeans during the week and, you know, I'm just terrible. I got a new older new coat which has arrived. I didn't want to get it out. I didn't want to get it out the packaging because it got delivered yesterday because I just thought it's velvet. I don't know why. I'm going to look like something out of the Victorian age. I don't know why I ordered a velvet, a velvet coat. But I did. I had sort of visions of me maybe looking like Helena Bonham Carter or something, you know. A young Helena Bonham Carter. I mean, she's gorgeous. But, you know, in one of those films she used to, was it A Room with a View? I can't remember. Something like that. Oh, you can dream. This is a J. Giles band with Freeze Frame. One to dance to. I'll have to get up and have a move in a minute. I've got some ads coming up and I might chuck in some more new music before the news. Yeah, why not?
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Your local hospice needs your support this festive season, and there are so many ways that you can make a difference. Purchase your Secret Santa and stocking filler gifts at any St. Francis Hospice store. Host a jumpers or gym jams day at work, or support the Christmas Tree Recycling Service. The team at St. Francis Hospice will pick up and recycle your real Christmas tree for a donation with a brand new sponsor, The Sharp Group. So support your local hospice this Christmas.
Phoenix FM.
And here is brand new independent music, Emily Gray with Killing Time, taking us up to the news. I'll be back with more after that.
Across Brentwood and Billericay.
This is Phoenix FM News.